You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. We're getting ready to enter into the weekend, and I pray that you already have a plan in place to be in the house of the Lord. I hope you've got a plan in place to feast on His Word more in 2026 than you've ever done before. I pray that you have a plan in place to pray, to have your prayer life not be the minimum, but to have a vibrant communication hotline with God. That's a great thing. I hope you are looking for God each and every day. We talked about that yesterday, to seek, to reach, and to find God in your life and in each of those opportunities that we are given every time the sun comes up in the east. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I'm pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we do want to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. If you do not have a church home, if you're new to the area, if you haven't been in church in a long, long time, we highly encourage people to find a church that preaches the Word of God, the uncompromised Word of God, the full gospel of God that is not watered down, not diluted, not contaminated with the philosophies of men, but instead brings us into alignment with the heart of God. And if you do not have a church home, please accept this as my personal invitation to come to Merritt Assembly of God, visit with us, and see if it's the place that God would have for you. I'm going to open up today by praying that God would do just what I've been talking about on yesterday's program and this morning as well, and that is that God would pick the specific location for us. I believe that can be for a job. I believe it can be for a physician or for a finance person. I said a long time ago, I said, you know, and we've got a worship leader who's been with me for a long time, and she feels called there, and we felt like God called her there. I want a worship leader who believes that worship is of utmost importance. I want a children's minister who believes that children's ministry is of the utmost importance. I believe that preaching the Word is vitally important. I want a youth leader that believes that youth ministry is vitally important. Every ministry is important to God and to someone in this community. And so that's what I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for God to strategically place us so that we would seek for Him, we'd reach out for Him, and we would find Him in our everyday life. And I pray that God will place you in a church where you will be able to thrive and grow in your relationship with Him. So that's how I'm going to open up today, okay? Lord, thank you for being a God that is fully aware of who we are, where we are, of what we're facing, and what you want for us. God, I want to thank you for Merritt Assembly of God, that for 73 years, we've been bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to Central Brevard County. God, I want to thank you for, there's numerous people in the ministry that were saved at Merritt Assembly of God. And we celebrate every name that's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, every young person that we've been able to impact. And God, I pray right now for those who are listening that you would divinely place us throughout this community strategically so that every person in Brevard County can have an encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, that we would be empowered in our speech by the Word and by the Spirit. Lord, that our timing would be so impeccable, God, that people would know that the presence of God is here. I pray that you would draw people into the churches in Brevard County. Lord, I pray that instead of, like I heard recently, where COVID had negatively impacted churches, I pray that revival would cause our churches to increase beyond what levels had existed before COVID. God, I pray for people who are looking for a church that you would place them in a community of faith, God, where they will thrive in their walk with you and that they would be able to lead others to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I want to thank you for choosing us for such a time as this, that we can seek you, reach for you, and find you, because you are a God who is so very, very near. In Jesus' name, amen. One last announcement. I do want to invite everyone out to our services. Sunday school 9:30, worship 10:30 Sunday morning, and then the relaunch of the youth ministry at Merit Assembly of God will be taking place Thursday night, 6 p.m. in our fellowship hall. It'll go till about 7:30, but if you've got middle school or high school age young people, maybe you're listening. I ran into some listeners at camp one year when we were taking our kids to camp, and they were from the Vieira area, and they said, "Well, we listen to you on the radio," and it's like, "Thank you so much for investing in your spiritual journey." And so maybe you're listening and you're in that age group. We would love to have you come and visit, and we want to pray for a revival to where all of our churches are filled with representation from every generation here in Brevard County. So today we're going back to Acts 17. I'll begin reading from verse number 26. I'll read on down to verse number 28, because that's probably about as far as we're going to get. And it says, "And he, God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him or reach for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." That's where I'm going to end the reading for the time being. So the title of this message that I preached was Why 2026? And I've tried to answer that in that there are people living in Brevard County who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. God has a plan to reach them. It's called the Church and the Saints of God. And a saint is not just someone who other people call saint. A saint is a person who's been forgiven of their sins, and the Lord Jesus Christ is leading them and guiding them and is the Lord of their life. Those are the saints of God. And to us, it has been committed once and for all the ability to contend for the faith. There is no B team. There are no bench warmers. There are no undercover Christians. And so we are God's strategy to reach our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's why our ministry is about reaching our community. It is about missions locally, nationally, and internationally. It's about being a blessing to God, being a blessing to our family, being a blessing to the church, and being a blessing to the community. People need to know about Jesus. And so if we seek and reach for him, we will find him, because there's a very precious promise. He is not far from each one of us. You might be facing a situation where a financial breakthrough seems a long way off, I want you to know that God is not far off. You may be facing a health crisis where a cure seems like it is so far away that no one can even imagine it being resolved. I want you to know that the healer is not far off. You may have spiritual strongholds in your life that are so fortified you don't know if they're ever going to be destroyed, but I want to tell you that God, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who just, you know, can move a mountain with a word, calm a storm with a peace be still, he is able to destroy those strongholds. You may be in a hopeless situation where you do not think that there is any way that God could mend a broken relationship, and I want to tell you that God is able to do that. He is not far away. In fact, the solution, a lot of times we look for change and transformation in other people when the reality of God is not far from each one of us means that God can change me if I reach out for him. And if I change, the circumstances have changed already because my mindset has changed, my demeanor has changed, my countenance has changed, what I am confident in has changed. It is no longer about me, it is about him. And with him, all things are possible. So we've talked about those as part of our personal purpose in 2026, but this passage also tells us what our identity is. And it says here, "For in him we live and move and have our being." And so our identity, I mean, if you were to ask me, if you'd run into me and we introduced ourselves, one of the first questions we would ask is, what is our name? And I'll tell you that throughout the Bible, there were people who had been named one thing. Jacob was named a slanderer or a person of deceit because he had actually grabbed hold of Esau's heel in the womb. And when Esau came out, Jacob was basically saying, hold on, don't leave without me. I'm coming too. And little siblings have been doing that ever since. I mean, they want to go and do everything big brother and big sister does and all that sort of stuff. But that was his identity. And then he had an encounter with God, had multiple encounters with God. And even though he wasn't completely transformed yet, God said, you've wrestled with men and you've wrestled with God and you've prevailed, and I'm going to call you Israel, means a prince of God. Sarai to Sarah meant princess of God, I believe. One of them meant princess of God. And so I want to throw out there to you that your name is only part of your identity, but God has a name for us that it's described in the book of Revelation that he will tell us. He called Gideon a mighty man of valor while he was cowering in fear from a bunch of renegades that were invading the land and stealing crops. And Gideon was the farthest thing from a man of valor at that point in time, but God recognized what he was going to make out of him. So name can be identity. A lot of times for us, we think that our occupation is our identity. And I want you to know that there were pastors at Merit Assembly of God before me. Should the Lord tarry, there will be pastors at Merit Assembly of God after me. Pastoring is what I do. Child of God is who I am. And so I've gone to meetings for a lot of years because of my pastoring. And here a few years ago, the voice that you hear at the beginning and the end of the program, that voice belongs to my daughter, Robin. And I went to a meeting and someone said, "Are you Robin's dad?" And I was like, my identity has flipped. It used to be she was my daughter, and now I'm her dad. And actually at that point in time, that was like a proud dad moment, because people were recognizing God's giftings in her and her relationship with God and how important she is to the body of Christ. And so proud dad moment. And I'm sharing that with you here on the radio program today. So in this verse in Acts chapter 17, not only has God chosen this time and this place for us to seek, to reach, and to find, but also that in Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. I can compacted all three of those and into the phraseology, so it's not worded exactly the way that it is. It says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." I will tell you that if you have not yet given your life to Christ, you might be existing, but you are not living the abundant life that God has for you spiritually. And I will tell you, everything else will disappoint you. Living for Jesus never will. Heartbroken over some of the things that have become evident over the past decades, two decades, I'm sure it goes back farther than that, about people who've been traumatized in church. And, you know, if you've listened any length of time, you've heard me talk about, you know, I was told I was worthless and would never amount to anything in the ministry. People said the same thing about the church, and I'm thankful that God's ability to heal was greater than the trauma the enemy was able to inflict. And so I'd embraced that, and you know, one time I was praying and God said, "You know, you've probably inflicted a few wounds of your own," and I was like, "Oh, God, forgive me." And there's a few throughout the years that, you know, still ring way too fresh, not anything as far as inappropriate activity or anything like that, just some words that weren't spoken exactly the way that they should have been spoken, not realizing a generational trend that was going on in one generation, and it was a foreign concept to me. So that goes back all the way back to the 90s and things like that. So but I want you to realize that the God who placed you and in time and in location is able to cause you to thrive. In spite of what the enemy has done, there can be healing that takes place. There's a story I heard one time about a lady who went and apologized to another lady for something she had said. And she said, "I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about." And the lady kept trying to bring more information. And she said, "I'm sorry, I don't remember." And the lady continued on and on and on. And finally, the other lady said, "Oh, I remember distinctly forgetting about that." And I want you to know that when God forgives us, He really does forgive. He wipes it away. It's not just covered up. It's actually done away with. And I want to ask you here in 2026 to move forward from the hurt and move forward in Christ, the Anointed One. Because in Him you will live. Other people may have hurt you, might have said unkind things, might have put up barriers and things like that. But I will tell you, God is one who pulls down walls. God watches and he keeps and he protects. And so I want to ask you to give yourself permission to thrive spiritually in Christ in 2026. The second aspect of this trio is in him we move. So I just told you that there are a few times, you know, it's probably happened more than a few times, but though there's about three times I remember, four times saying some things through the years. Sometimes I ran a red light where God's not a literal red light, where God was saying, don't say that. And I resisted and I resisted and I resisted saying it. And the person kept prodding. And finally I said it and it's like, I told you that was a red light. Don't go there. And that created a problem. God was bigger than the problem then, and he's bigger than our shortcomings now. But I want to encourage you to realize that we're supposed to move in Christ. There are a lot of people who move because of their job. Probably the greatest blessing and the greatest liability of movement to Merit Assembly of God has been military. That there have been people who come into the area and then they get redeployed to another area. And not one time has the commander of the military base has called me and said, hey, pastor, would it be okay if we moved some of your most precious saints out of the area? Not one time did they ever call and ask. But I know who's ultimately in charge of movement in the body of Christ, and that's God. And so in 2026, I pray that you will not make your movement decisions, your relocations decisions, based upon work or based upon emotion, but instead you will say, every move I make, I will make in him. There's a song from back in the 90s that we sang, every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. And what that looks like is, it may not be a change of geography. It may be a step of faith. It may be a step to testify to somebody. So not only, like we talked about on yesterday's program, do we seek and reach and find on a daily basis that we find God, but today I want to challenge you to make sure that you are moving throughout this community as you're driving down the road, as you're walking through the neighborhood, that you're as you're in the grocery store or wherever you may be, that you are moving sensitive to the voice of God. So that if he says, hey, I want you to do this, and you say, yes, sir, I will do that. Because when we are moving throughout the community in faith, in love, in truth, in mission and purpose, because we are an ambassador for Christ, we're spreading the fragrance of Christ, the fragrance of life throughout this community. So one of the things that I try and do is, if I'm faced with a difficult situation that I have to deal with, I pray and say, God, would you take my emotion out of this? Would you take any of my carnal inclinations out of this? God, I want to make this decision based upon who you are, based upon my relationship with you, based upon your love for this other person. God, I want to make this move in the anointing of God. move forward in faith, move forward in love. And the last of the trio here is have our being. I like to golf. I don't golf as much as I would like to. There's times I have the opportunity and I talk myself out of it. That's a story in and of itself. But I was going golfing one time and a lady said, would you take my husband golfing with you? And I was like, oh, okay. And we got out there and I like meeting new people. I like playing with people I know, but I like playing with people that I don't know. Cause they, you know, won't be able to see how much room for improvement I've got in my golf game. There's Carl may be listening. He knows about my golf game. He knows it needs help. And one of these days I'll get down there and he'll get to help me out. But, so we go, the starter, pairs us up with a couple of other guys. And, the one guy says, hi, my name is George. The other guy says, my name is Bill. I said, hi, my name is Bob. And this other guy threw his occupational title out there. And I was like, that is what you do. It's not who you are. I want to remind you here as we get ready to launch into the weekend that child of God is who we are. Do you know that when there's a monarchy in place, that the children and the grandchildren, they have lots of training as to what protocol is in such a situation or this situation or that situation, because wherever they go, people know, oh, you're a child of the king. You're a grandchild of the king. So they don't have the anonymity. They do not have the options to misbehave the way that other people do. I want you to remember when you're going throughout the day, hey, I'm a child of God. I need to speak like a child of God. I need to love like a child of God. I need to grow like a child of God. I need to have faith like a child of God. And I will tell you, that's not just me saying something from a theoretical standpoint. It's something that over the last 12 plus years of doing the Refresh Radio program that I've experienced as I've got to talk with some of y'all throughout the community in grocery stores and election places and things like that. It's like, God, I'm here to represent you well. I don't want to embarrass you. I pray today that in him you will live and move and have your being. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.